I started blogging round about 2001, and I started blogging because friends were blogging and I was reading theirs and it looked like good fun. And at that stage, I was a week away from getting the biggest promotion of my life and sorting out the whole of my life. As of course,
Isn't every promotion the biggest promotion of your life, which is why it's a promotion?
it depends. You might move from one job to another job and get a promotion in a different job. I mean, I've been promoted before and I've had other
Well,
promotions.
moving jobs is moving jobs, but promoting is
Yeah,
promoting.
but
Okay.
if so, it's the biggest promotion.
Okay.
It's the biggest promotion that I got. Changed my
Then
life, sorted everything
fair
out,
enough.
everything was done. Anyway, that didn't go very well. For those of you who've been in on the ride for this a long time, you'll know that that was a week later, the day that I gave up teaching and said that I would never ever darken the classroom door ever again.
You
And
pretty much gave up on your life then, didn't you?
everything changed at that moment. Yeah, I went off and worked for Asda, Walmart, to those of you who don't know what Asda is, and from there moved on to other things. Along with all of that, of course, came the fact that not being a teacher, there was still a chance to blog because my life was very orientated to clock on, clock off times. And it was this sort of adventure of leaving teaching, taking on the job of putting produce on shelves. And so I had stories to tell.
You sounded very upbeat about it. I remember that.
And well, it was funny. It really was funny. It was intellectually easy, and it was a lot easier, although physically it was incredibly tiring and knackering and awful. But intellectually, it was so much easier. There's no
Well, you don't have to plan your life, do you?
yeah.
You just sort of show up and do whatever they tell you.
There was no going home and thinking like, oh my God, I've got to rethink the potato display for
Yeah, I
tomorrow.
envy that about people who do that type of job. I understand that it's, less well paid, but it's always like, oh, that's to be nice. You don't think about it, you show up and you just press this button, type thing.
And so blogging was a godsend because I would come home. As Maria said, my life changed totally at that stage. My kids had left home or were in the process of moving back at home. I didn't really have much to say to my ex-wife, and so I discovered the internet and blogging and message
Porn probably
boards.
accepted.
And actually, no, I didn't do a lot of porn at all. But there you go.
There
Life moved on. And so I blogged a lot. But the key thing was is that foolishly in 1972, 1973, when my mum decided to give me typing lessons, I just took the opportunity to do.
Seriously, you took typing lessons?
Now, my mum was a secretary and she said that I needed to learn to type. She also told me I had to learn to take shorthand and she wanted to give me shorthand lessons.
But you didn't learn to type.
I didn't learn to type, no. That's what
Probably
I
not
was.
shorthand either.
I know the shorthand
No.
I could never really handle at all. The typing, this is the bit that I was talking about,
Okay.
is I now know the lyrics to the Osmonds' I'll Never Let You Go. Why? Because I love you. Because I typed out the lyrics to the Osmonds songs and
Wish I could have seen this
I used to
table.
sell them in school for a
He was
penny a
doing a
sheet.
little dance.
Yeah, I was doing a little dance as well. Don't start me on the Kentucky Fried Chicken song. And because it's finger licking chicken. Anyway, I didn't learn to type and I don't type very quickly. And unfortunately, I have a mouth that runs off or a brain that runs off a lot faster
Than your mouth.
than I can type. Yeah, my brain goes a lot faster than my mouth, and my mouth goes a lot faster than my fingers. And so blogging was just become so difficult now that I just haven't found enough time. So therefore, audiobooing is an actual godsend because I can sit here and 4 minutes 40 seconds ago start to talk about what I was going to talk about, and I find out that I now have to stop this and start again. I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye bye now.